Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. The Pacific Salmon Commission has announced a new 10-year agreement between the United States and Canada for managing transboundary salmon stocks. The governor's office announced today that Alaska sustains a 7.5% reduction compared to a 12.5% reduction for Canada, and reductions ranging from 5 to 15% for Oregon and Washington. No further details were immediately released. University of Alaska officials are considering a proposed operating budget of $351 million for the next fiscal year. The Fairbanks Daily News Minor reports the university's Board of Regents proposed the budget for fiscal year 2020 during a two-day meeting in Juneau last week, increasing by over $24 million from the current budget. Regents had identified the university's budgeting needs during a June retreat, and in settling on the budget proposal last week, officials considered how the university could organize to be successful 20 years in the future. The Regents also proposed a capital budget that includes $50 million for the university's deferred maintenance and $5 million for a system of seismic sensors that collect data on ground movement across the state. The Anchorage School District and Teachers Union have agreed to bring in a federal mediator after contract negotiations stalled last week. Anchorage Daily News reports that officials from the Anchorage Education Association and the school district say they're hopeful an agreement will be reached with the help of a mediator. The union represents about 3,300 educators in Anchorage. Here in Juneau, early voting has started for the October 2nd municipal election. There are two locations where registered voters can cast ballots, downtown at City Hall or the Mendenhall Mall Annex. Hours for voting at the Mall Annex are weekdays from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and the next two Saturdays from noon to 4 p.m. Early voting hours at City Hall are 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. upstairs in room 224. Any qualified voter can choose to vote early up until the day before the election. Absentee ballots by mail can also be requested from the city clerk's office and online. The deadline to apply for a by-mail ballot is Tuesday, September 25th. Mailed ballots must be received at least 7 days before the regular municipal election. A total of 15 candidates are running in the October 2nd municipal election. Four are running for mayor, eight are running for assembly, and three are running unopposed for the school board. In other news around the state, authorities in Bethel have identified a woman who died after a boat crash, and they're searching for a second person. Alaska State Troopers on Thursday recovered the body of a woman floating face down the Kuskokwim River south of the village of Napakiak. The state medical examiner says she was 25-year-old Holly Maeda. She was last seen in a boat with 28-year-old Stacy Hoagland of Akiak, who is still missing. Forecast for the capital city calls for clear skies for tonight, sunny skies for tomorrow. Low tonight should be about 30 to 35 degrees. High tomorrow, about 60 degrees.